Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. For those of you guys don't know that this is Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 Radio. We've had all kinds of celebs and stars and artists on the show, but today we decided to do a special show just for our special guest. First, let me just say this. I know you guys are probably wondering who just killed this cover of Jay-Z and Kanye's No Church in the Wild. And guess what? I tracked it down. Lifers, please welcome the beautiful Melody Thornton. What's up, Melody?
Hello.
How are you doing? Oh, I'm so glad. I talked to you the other day, and I know you're really, really busy today, and we're fortunate to have you because you pretty much released your mixtape today.
I know you're all over the place. I am. I'm in New York City right now. I'm sitting in a car trying to get from one side of the island to the other and talking to you, but it has been a great response so far. So I had to shed a little tear earlier today, let a little something out.
It's all worth it though, because you know what? Me listening to it, let me just tell you my schedule this morning too was kind of hectic, and I was just like playing it in between, you know, me going here, there, and I was just like, whoa, okay, this is hot.
Thank you so much. Once again,
let me just, if I haven't said it, because I'm really excited, congrats on the mixtape released today. It's called POYBL, but please let everybody know what the POYBL stands for.
Well, POYBL stands for Piss on Your Blacklist, which I know it sounds very harsh and, you know, kind of unladylike, but, you know, I think I was really looking for something that would catch people's attention and kind of make them be like, whoa, for a second. But Right. At the same time, the idea behind Piss on Your Blacklist is kind of when you revert back to high school or when you think about, you know, being younger and maybe not being part of the cool group or, you know, the in crowd,
right.
And you're like, I'm going to make my own list. How about that? Like, I'll just do it myself, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I'm very much the advocate for the underdog. Like, that's my thing. I don't like to see people down. So my biggest, you know, I'm a Libra. So I just want to see people do well and be happy. And even if it comes across kind of aggressive, I want you to get mad and do something about it.
Right. Well, I'm a Virgo, so your birthday is 6 days after mine. So, I get where you're coming from, because what you pretty much said was, look, the hell what you think I should do, I'm going to do me.
Right.
And
that's right.
Basically
Absolutely.
listening to the mixtape. And I did browse over some interviews, but the bottom line is what you're saying is, look, you know, yeah, I was a part of Pussycat Dolls, and I read up on that, but we don't have to talk about that because that's old news. But the bottom line
sure.
is you came from that situation, and now you are here with this, I mean, this dope mixtape, and you're just like,
Thank you. So
here I am. What do you
right.
guys like?
Absolutely.
You might not like it, but guess what? I'm here because I want to be here now. It doesn't matter
right.
what you have to say. I'm going to make my own way. So
I think what people have to keep in mind,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I think what people have to keep in mind also is that regardless of whether myself and all of the other women that were in the Pussycat Dolls, we got into it and we played those roles so well that people believed it and they bought into it and they loved it, but we had a foundation of our own. We were all raised by our own parents. We were all influenced by different things and we're different people, you know what I mean? For me, B.B. King, Aretha Franklin, the Jackson 5, Jackie Wilson, those are my staple, like, that's what I listen to. That's what I look at as real music. You know what I mean? And having this pop foundation or this background, because I come from the Pussycat Dolls, it makes it, you know, soul pop. That's what I like to call it. My music is soul pop.
Well, I love it because
let
me just say this, though. You're definitely in your own lane with this mixtape because, you know, a lot of times people put out mixtapes and it's all kinds of covers of all kinds of, it could be Lil Wayne, but, you know, it could be all kinds of stuff,
right.
but it's just kind of like you actually have some original music on there. You did do a couple covers, but the bottom line is you did some original music, which is really hot. So,
right, yeah.
once again, our hat goes off to you for doing that. So you pretty much came out with a bang. I kind of want to know, like, what has been your challenge, though?
What has been my challenge?
Yes.
My challenge. Really, I put this mixtape out not only to, you know, get away from the whole Pussycat Dolls thing, but also because the biggest challenge for me has been in the past 2 years after getting out of the Pussycat Dolls, producers and not all, but a lot of people in the industry kind of hearing me say, hey, listen, I'm funding it myself, and them kind of thinking, okay, cool, she's got a lot of money. I need to get paid for this, or I need to do this. And also, you know, people really thinking they know where I'm going to go with my music. So all of those preconceived notions that needed to be completely washed away is being done with this mixtape. The biggest challenge has been getting over and getting past the idea that I'm manufactured and that, you know, it's being put together for me. I don't have a manager. I don't really have, you know, I don't have an agent. It's just myself and a few friends that are hustling, trying to figure it out. And funding it myself does not mean that I'm rich and I'm funding it myself. It means I make that money and I divide it up. I live off of it and I pay for this project. You know what I mean?
Right.
So those have been my challenges, really. And also just having people know that I'm a vocalist and that I write, you know,
right.
my own music, being taken seriously as an artist,
right.
all of that.
Well, you know, that's funny because I had Maya on the show, and she pretty much said the same thing because, you know, she pretty much funded her whole project herself, too. She just said, oh, I'm going to just
right.
do me, you know.
Right.
And
absolutely.
It's good that you guys are doing that because, you know, when we talk about the industry, which going into Lipstick and Guilt and what it's actually saying, There's a lot of people that are pretty much being a whore for the industry.
Right.
You know, they're pretty much getting on their knees for the industry. And I think that what you're saying is, I don't have to do that because I can do this on my own. I'm going to prove you guys wrong.
That's what piss on your blacklist means. That's what it means.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever your idea of, because here's the thing, it's a reality. And yes, people go to extremes to make it in this industry. And some do and some don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it isn't even a guarantee that you are going to make it. Right. Lipstick and Guilt, really, I mean, I took No Church in the Wild, which already had a message, and then I just integrated my own idea for what I consider to be the wild. And I say that all the time, you know. In this industry is like the desert, boo. Like, you better find some water, or you better get the trucking. Because it ain't nobody's joke. You were in the Wild West and your own, you know, like, people you thought were your friends, they'll take you out. Like,
yes.
This is the wilderness. This is the jungle, you know? So definitely that's the basis of where the song came from. Like I said, obviously, you know, there was a format beforehand. I just wanted to keep No Church in the Wild as, you know, a part of the chorus. But,
right.
Yeah, I just, you know, kind of did my own thing with it.
Well, you definitely, I love it. Like, seriously,
Thank you.
You definitely, and I love the video and stuff. But, you know, I'm kind of curious, though, because you are very pretty.
Thank you.
Have a good voice. I just want to know, has anyone ever, like, pretty much fed you this big fairy tale for some tale? Like, I'm just keeping it real. Has anyone fed you, pretty much came at you
Has anyone approached me with that offer? I think all women are tested on a regular basis in this industry. Whether that be, you know, I mean, even down to the people that you choose to date for fun, you have to be really careful. Because, unfortunately, the second someone claims that's how it is, it doesn't matter what you say, because you're the woman, you know?
So
you have to be really, really careful the way that you present yourself at all times. I myself, you know, I still hear things, and it bothers me, because I'm like, oh, that's not true. But, you know, you can't pay it any mind, and you just got to keep sucking. But I think every woman is tested on a regular basis. Every person really is tested on a regular basis. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? And I'm hardworking. I'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and warm my voice up, and I'll sing for you at 7 a.m. But I'm not going to relinquish any of my integrity as a woman. It's just not worth it for me.
Right. So is this pretty much why you're not signed to a label? Because you pretty much feel like, okay, this is what I want, and I'm not budging on it. You know, so
I think labels, like, you know, my experience in the past just sitting down with people, they're really confused. So I don't think that there's any, I don't think that it's intentional or I should have taken it personally. It's just confusing because I never sang enough in the group to say, that's who she is, you know.
Right.
And I also, you know, people don't know that I write. People don't know that, you know, I style myself for videos and that I do my own hair and makeup for videos. Like, I just have a very clear vision. I have a very clear vision for what I want. And I'm, like, very picky, I guess, or meticulous.
Right.
Like, I want it my way, and I'd rather do it myself, even if I'm, you know, worn out. But I just think labels have been confused maybe in the past. And so hopefully this body of music and what it does, it'll really get, you know, people's attention and clarify a few things.
Right. Well, you're right. A lot of people wouldn't have known that. They probably would have thought that you had this big old team and, you know, you have someone that dresses you, but you're pretty much taking the bull by the horns. You're like, I'm responsible for my own career. I'm responsible for my own destiny. So I'm going to take charge and I'm going to do what I need to do.
Absolutely. And I think that there are a lot of artists that do that. They just don't, you know, they're not credited for it, or they, you know, people just assume, like, you're up there, it's such a big stage, it's such a big opportunity. You must be getting, you know, you must be getting $1 million a night. Like, it must be this and that. It really is not. It's so much work. It's a lot of work. And I have respect for every artist, every working artist, whether that be independent or mainstream, or because I know what it is on all levels.
Okay. Yeah. I can appreciate that, and I'm getting a new respect for you because, you know, but seriously, being that you dropped this mixtape and it's awesome, and then listening to, you know, you as a, listening to you explain to us where this all came from, it how can you not appreciate an artist that's really taken control of their career? So definitely, this is a good thing. Well, we have your fans, Edwin, he called in before you, honey. He was on the line. Edwin, you are now live with Melody Thornton.
Yay.
Hi, Edwin.
Hey, Melody.
How are you?
Hi,
how
I'm
are
good.
You?
How are you? I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
We've all been waiting for this moment for years, but it's finally here. So now I'm just going to play this mixtape out like if it just keeps coming out every single day on repeat. So
thank you.
I'm
thank
so happy.
You,
I already burned it on CD. Yeah, it's in my car. I was driving with it on today. It's like amazing.
Thank you. Thank
so
you so much. And
you're
you know. Go ahead.
No, you guys can go ahead. I was going to ask what your favorite track was.
Yeah,
my favorite song, I would have to say, is Hit the Ground Running, because that song relates so much to certain aspects of my life, and also the Bulletproof cover.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate that, babe.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hit the Ground Running is the song that is most dear. It's the dearest to my heart, absolutely, because that is my story, too. So, and I just appreciate you so much for reaching out, and I know that you... Sorry. I know that you're very active online, and everything you do is helping me so much. So thank you.
Yeah, like I mean, I'm so proud of you. Like I don't know. Oh my God, I'm gonna start crying.
Don't cry, babe. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have started that.
This is great.
It's
you know
okay.
what? This is great. This is great because we're at a time where a lot of people are getting fed up with music, and it's really nice to know that you have fans out there that they're passionate about your music, and I know that really helps you keep going. This is awesome.
It does. Well, think about this. I've been gone for almost 2 years, like, you know, not solid. You know, they've seen little bits and pieces here and there, but these people are so loyal. They're truly loyal, and they're people that I speak to every day online, you know, and reach out to me. And even when I wasn't on Twitter and I didn't say anything the entire day, I still would get a message saying, hey, I know you're there, and I can't wait for you to, you know, work it out, get something out to us, but we support you and we love you so much. And if I didn't have that, I don't know if I would have kept going, because it's easy for, you know, for people to lose interest and to just not care. But I know that they do. And so, and it means the world to me.
This is great. Edwin, thank you so much for calling in to Global 14 Radio.
You're welcome. Of course.
And,
I love you, Edwin.
And
I love you too, Melody.
All right. Have a great day, Edwin.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye, babe.
That was awesome. That was awesome. But this is good because that just goes to show, like, if you don't always have to conform to what everyone else is doing or what the masses are doing, because you never know who's watching, and to know that you're really reaching people and they love it and they're waiting for you, that is the most rewarding.
Absolutely. And I mean, he's definitely very active. He's on, you know, Twitter every day. He's sending me messages. Like I said, even when I check my Twitter from the previous day, and it's like a few messages from him just saying, hey, I'm here, I'm thinking about you. And I do think, like, you know, Twitter, Facebook, all of these media, you know, these outlets, they're kind of tricky because as an artist, you want to know what people are thinking, and then sometimes you don't. And
right.
I think people get so influenced, and they're so quick to react to the people that say, I hate you, you suck. You know,
right.
And you're like, well, I hate you too. And your icon is ugly. Look how ugly you are,
right.
You know. When there's a million people that are telling you, I love you, stay strong.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
Because there's so many of them, you kind of skip over them, you see the one bad comment. And so
right.
I'm learning how to deal with that too. I think it's just, you know, it's tough for, it's hard for artists.
Right, right. Well, you know
Absolutely.
What? You're doing a good job. And I'm proud of you because, like you said, you've been gone, but you pretty much put out a dope mixtape that, you know, people are not just like, yeah, she should go back where she came from.
Right,
you know,
right,
like, oh,
right.
Wait a minute now. Like, this is dope. So
thank you.
You know, I don't want you, definitely, I want you to keep going because we definitely want to see more from you. And,
Absolutely.
You know,
don't feel like
people are not rooting for you because, I mean, why wouldn't we? Especially after listening to what you're telling us, why wouldn't we continue to support you because we know you're passionate about what you're doing? There's a lot of people that are making money and can't really sing. We don't want to talk about that right now because this is all about you, but you know what I'm saying.
Right, right. Yeah, we don't want to get into that.
Yeah, we don't want to get into that.
No, absolutely.
So, I think
no,
we
I
have another caller for you.
Oh, okay.
I think we have another caller. Hold on. Hello, caller. The last four of your number is 6079. You are live. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes.
Hi, Melody.
Who's calling?
Taylor.
Hi, who is this?
This is Taylor.
Taylor.
Hi,
Taylor.
How are you?
Hi, I follow you on Facebook.
Oh, thank you. Did you download POYBL today?
Yes, I did.
Good. What's your favorite track, babe?
I like the cover that you did with Jay-Z and Kanye.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Okay, good. Did you tell all your friends to download it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
I killed it.
Very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate you so much, you know.
I just cannot believe, like, I was just browsing the internet one day and, you know, I was just looking up and then your name popped up and I was like, oh, she's doing music or whatever. And I've been following you for the last 7 months or so. So.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. I really do. And today's
like,
day, so please tell all your friends to download POYBL.
Yeah, I am, and I'm going to tell everybody to do it because, like, you're such a great artist or whatever. You know, I follow
you
on Twitter, Facebook, everything. It's just like,
thank
oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to Melanie Thornton. Oh, my gosh.
Aw, you're so sweet. You're too sweet.
Yes, like, I emailed you. I, like, tweeted you, everything. Like, oh, my gosh. I
well, I'll
everything
do my best to get back to you, I promise.
Yeah, like, I do everything just to talk to you, and now finally I'm doing it. Like, oh my gosh!
Thank you. Please help me
well,
help
thank
me
get you so much.
POYBL out to everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks
Taylor,
for
thank
calling
you
in,
so
babe.
For calling in.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Isn't that great? Listen to
it's
that.
It's so great. It's so sweet.
That's great.
I know. I was so nervous. So nervous doing the listening party. I did it a while back, and just having my friends listen to it, I was like, oh my god, I'm so scared, you know. But it, like I said, I don't have management. I don't have any of this infrastructure that really helps to push a project. And my friends really band around me, and they really are helping me so much, and it's just helping me to get it out to the fans. So that. It just means so much to me.
Okay. Well, you can now add Global 14 to your list of supporters. We will continue to support you, definitely.
Thank you.
Great project. You know, a lot of times, I'm not going to say we're picky about our guests, but, you know, when Jermaine said, yo, we need to get Melody on, I said, yo, we're just going to go ahead and make it a special show. And that's what we did, and that's what it's all
Thank
about,
you.
Supporting great artists.
Thank you. thank you so much. And I do owe him a humongous thank you to Jermaine Dupri, because I sent out a mass email to friends and I said, please help me any way you can. And he was the first person to respond.
Are you serious? Actually,
he was the first person to respond to that mass email. And, I mean, you know, I'm going on and on about bad experiences, but there have been some really awesome people that have stuck by me.
Right.
And he's one person who, you know, who will stick his neck out just to make sure that you get what you need, for sure. So I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. He's sticking his neck out for me as well, because I actually created this radio show. And, you know, it's a blessing to be able to do this, and especially under his name. So I think me and you both feel the same way about Jermaine on that level. Well, I have a couple more questions because I know you're very busy. So with Whitney, I have to bring up Whitney Houston because it's still fresh in everyone's mind.
Yeah.
I just want to know, where were you when you heard about Whitney's passing?
I was at home, thank God.
Right.
You know, exactly where I needed to be to react the way that I, you know, I reacted like I lost a friend. Because, you know, being a vocalist, and I know she's inspired people who are not just vocalists, but she's the ultimate, you know.
Right.
She really is. For me, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, like, that's the ultimate. And, I was at home. I was at home, and I, like I said, I cried like I lost a friend.
Right.
I feel like we all did.
So looking at her legacy, being a legend, what do you feel like as an artist? Because, you know, a lot of people are saying, okay, Whitney's gone. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So who do we have left? Like, what do you think as an artist, you know, following in her footsteps and going in that direction, what do you feel like is your job to do as far as, you know, keeping people's faith in, you know, the singers and everything else? Sorry, I got kind of just thinking about Whitney Houston.
Yeah,
it's still
I know.
Fresh in everybody's mind, and it's kind of like you get
choked
up, but it's like, what do you feel like is your duty right now?
I definitely think that all artists who are born and given the gift of song, it's not just about singing, and that's the thing, you know, Whitney wasn't just a singer. She would take your song and make it her song, you know?
Right.
She was that kind of performer. She was that kind of vocalist. She was an artist in her own way, regardless of whether she wrote the songs or not. And I think it's interesting, and I, you know, I hope I don't get too much flack for saying it, but there was a lot of, it's very interesting that she passed away at a time where music is, there's no emphasis on the vocal, and there's no concern for whether or not children are learning, this next generation, whether they're learning the proper way to sing, and whether they're being influenced by a machine or the actual voice. And just to say, just to throw this out there, my mixtape, none of the vocals are changed. None of it was run through auto tune. Zero. It's all a raw vocal, which I know that there are still a lot of vocalists out there that do that, Alicia Keys.
Right.
Jennifer Hudson. Like, there are a lot of vocalists who take responsibility and really do give you 100% of themselves. And I think the good that came from it was everybody was listening to Whitney again.
Right.
Everybody was like, whoa, that's a boy.
Right.
That's what it's supposed to be. She set the bar so high, but standards have gotten so low. And I don't mean to go on and on, because there's Melanie Fiona, there's so many, you know, Usher is such a great male vocalist. There's a guy named Luke James, who's, a new up-and-coming vocalist.
I've heard him. He's really
amazing.
Good.
There are some great vocalists out there, but mainstream, it's all computerized. And I think kids are getting confused. So there's some good that came from it, because you are reminded that's what it's supposed to be right there, boo-boo. Like, that's what you reach for. You reach for that.
Right.
And even though it's, you know, it's very painful, it was an accident, we're all concerned for Bobby Christina. And, you know, even Bobby Brown, 50 see everybody, her entire family. We're all worried about
right.
her. But she did what she was supposed to do in this life. She
That's
really
right.
did. And she did it to the max. To the
right.
max. Like, you know.
They called
so,
her voice a national treasure. That, when I heard that on Oprah, and they said, people say that your voice is a national treasure. That is
right.
huge.
Yeah. I mean, but it really was. It really
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
And she was so disciplined, and she, you know, regardless of any personal
right.
issues that she had, she was
right.
so disciplined because every song, I can only recall one song that she recorded in the 80s where, you know, she didn't hit a run perfectly. Everything
right.
was perfect. Everything
right.
was perfect. And this was before,
right.
you know, altering vocals
exactly.
and chopping this up and piecing this together. And, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So,
okay,
yeah,
well,
I think that's
I wanted to know because, you know, it's really, like you said, you know, there's so much altering to music today. And, you know, we need to get back to, like you said, the raw vocals. And I appreciate you honing in on your craft and making it, you know, pretty much doing what you have to do to make it better each and every time. It doesn't matter if you feel like you got the song on one take. I feel like you're the type
right.
of person that's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to kill it each and every time.
I try to. I definitely try to. I feel like, you know, I feel like vocalists some vocalists are perfectionists in that way, for sure, where
right.
it's live. For me, live vocal, like, live performance is the most important. I go in the studio to record these songs so that you can
yeah.
hear them and you get to know them and you fall in love with them, and then I perform
right.
them for you. That's what
right.
that's what the Lord has asked of me. And that's a very simple job, you know. I'm
right.
I'm being asked to come and, you know, write down my experiences and sing them for you so that you can feel some sort of way and it'll inspire you. So it's
okay.
it's a blessing.
It is. And once again, I'm so glad you joined us to time out of your busy schedule. Randy has been great. We've been going back and forth trying to get
Thank
this
you.
Done. So
yeah,
he's
awesome.
Very awesome. He's on top of it. And the one
he's
last
my best
thing,
friend.
Tell us. Well, you know what? He works it. I mean, he's working
yeah.
it. Trust me, because I've been him back like, okay, Randy, I need this. Oh, I got you. You know, he has.
Yeah.
He took care of me, so I really appreciate him
Good.
If he's listening. So tell us where we can find you right now.
Okay, you can find me if you want to follow me on Twitter at Melody Thornton. It's spelled like Billy Bob Thornton. I don't know. People mix that up sometimes. at Melody Thornton on Twitter, Melody Thornton Music for Facebook, MelodyThornton.com to download the mixtape. You can go to Google, SoundCloud, and Melody Thornton, and you'll find the mixtape. And definitely please look out for me and please support independent artists. It's so important.
Okay. Well, next time, anything that you have that you want us to put on Global 14, also, if
yeah.
the lifers that are listening, she is on Global 14 at Melody Thornton. It's spelled the same way as her Twitter.
Yeah.
Anytime you want anything, you want to drop us an exclusive, like, we would love to have it. We'll definitely post it
thank
on the
you.
Blog and continue
so
to support you. Once again, thank you so, so much. I look forward to seeing what's coming next. And, you know,
thank
just
you.
Enjoy your day. Enjoy your life and the things that you're accomplishing
yeah.
right now because really you pretty much, you're proving people wrong, and that's something to celebrate.
Thank you. And I am celebrating in my own little way. Definitely. Definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for joining me today. I would love to have you back. We're actually going to start filming our show in L.A., so
okay.
I will keep in touch with Randy. And, you know, please whatever
do.
We can get going, we got you.
Absolutely, and I will be there. Thank you again.
All right, have a blessed day.
All right, bye-bye.
Once again, lifers, this is your girl, Crush. I just finished up with Melody Thornton. And as usual, I just want everybody to understand something. It's all about supporting the artist and the artist. Not really saying the artists that are still alive, but the artists that are here and they want to create and they want to give you something real. You got to continue to support these people because you know what? They're the ones that believe in the craft, that have the passion. All right? This is, they're entertaining us. So we need to continue to support these people so they can keep going. All right? Once again, this is Global 14 Radio. This is your girl, Crush. Make sure you sign up to global14.com. And any other questions you might have for Melody, hit her up on Twitter at Melody Thornton and hit her up on Global 14 at Melody Thornton as well. All right, everyone, have a blessed day. Good night.
Yeah. So deaf.
Global 14 Radio.